Having a fear around any area of life never leads to abundance and growth in that area.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has or relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, that is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to stop thinking like a poor or broke individual, even if you might be poor or broke right now. Before we get into that, let me remind you of a couple of things. When we start sending in again, my daily motivation text is guaranteed to have you focus, sharp, and on point. You should be on the list and you should be getting that message. As soon as we start sending those messages out again, just text me at the number 305-384-6894. And as soon as they start going out again, you'll immediately be getting it because you'll already be in our text community. So if you haven't been getting the messages, because we haven't been sending them. But when we start sending them again, whoever's already on the list, you ain't got to do anything because it'll just start going straight to you. So if you're not on that list, just text us now. And when we get it going again, you'll get responses from me. You'll get messages from our bots and all that, and we'll keep it moving. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to be coached by me directly, some of you didn't even know I did coaching. If you would like to be coached by me directly, there is one way and one place for it to happen. That is inside the university. We have a four-part framework there based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability that applies to your personal life. It applies to your business life. And we really help people get their businesses where they want them to be, get your mindset where you want it to be, and create the results that you want to create on a consistent and predictable basis. That's really what our program is about. It's about performance, consistency, and results, because we are in a performance and a results-based business, and I'm sure you want to do both of those consistently. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, that sounds like your flavor of water, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, and you can see more about what our program is, and you can schedule a time to, free of charge, speak with us about where you're at, what you feel like you need, and if we feel like we can help you, we'll tell you how and how it works from there. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. That out the way, let's get into the topic here, how to stop thinking like a poor or broke person. Now, I've done many episodes on this show about money mindset. It's a very important topic, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, because if you have a poor money mindset, it's really going to hold you back when it comes to building the business that you want to build, because the mandate in business is to generate money. And if you have a poor mindset around money, then you're basically pushing the money away with your thought patterns, because the thoughts lead to everything else. And I talked about healthy money mindsets in episode 2321, and also talked about your poor money mindset in episode number 2214. And very soon, I'll be having an entire program, a course, that is based around just your mindset around money, just on that alone, because it's such an important topic that I want to make a whole program just based on that part alone, because it'll be very paradigm shifting for many people who have poor money mindsets. And that mindset is, again, blocking your success in business. So inside of the Business Builder Framework, which is part of Work on Your Game University, I have an entire module of training dedicated to money mindset for this exact reason, because it's very difficult to build a business with a poor mindset around money. At least a business is going to produce what you want it to produce. And because I see it this adversely affecting so many entrepreneurs and business people to this day, that's why I even did it there. And that's not even a whole program, but I wanted to put it in there because it was so needed even in that moment. So today, what I want to do is talk about it from this angle and how we tend to it and how we can live with the mindset of a broke or a poor person, even though you don't want to be broke. And of course, you don't want to be poor. So we have to address this conflict of having a mindset of a certain type of individual while you're trying to be a different type of individual, because that push and shove eventually something's got to give. And usually, I'll tell you up front, the mindset usually wins. However you're thinking, however your mind is set, usually your behaviors will be reflective of that. So even if you are consciously trying to tell yourself, or you're consuming material, you're listening to podcasts, you're watching videos, you're reading books that are all about thinking in a positive and abundant way, if your mind is set towards a broke or destitute or poor mentality, if your thermostat is set that way, then it's going to hold you back no matter how much you try consciously to go in the opposite direction. So with all that out the way, let's pick up on point number one. Topic once again is how to stop thinking like a poor or broke person. Number one, think expansion over contraction. And understand everything I'm going to share with you here today is about how you need to set your mind, meaning your mind needs to be conditioned for these things that I'm saying. This is not just something that you consume one time. For example, if you're watching on video, watch this video or listen to this episode on audio and just going through this one time, this is not going to be enough to change your mentality. There needs to be a consistent process for conditioning this into your mind. The same way that when you were in kindergarten, you would sing the ABC song every single day until you couldn't get it wrong, until you knew all 26 letters of the English alphabet, until you could then put those letters together into words, and then you could read them, and you could write them, and you could speak them, and you could say them, and you could understand them. You know how we're all pretty good with words these days? Because we conditioned ourselves and mastered the basics, which started with the letters. So everything I'm telling you here today, this is not just something that you consume one time and think you got it, because you don't have it. If you consume it once, you don't really know it until you're able to turn around and teach this to someone else. So in order to get to that level, first of all, you need to understand it yourself, which means you got to go over this stuff more than once. Okay. Now, expansion over contraction is point number one. Most people's default response to any type of challenge or adversity in life is to do what? It's to get smaller, contract, pull back, and do less. That's most people's default response. And if you look at yourself, you can probably see this in yourself. As I'm thinking about it, while I'm talking about it, I can see myself doing this sometimes, but because I'm aware of it, I try to consciously push back against it. And the more you consciously push back against it, then eventually you can get to the point where, and I've done this to myself as well, condition yourself to not do that anymore. And this is my point here in point number one. And I work with different people at different levels, let's say, different levels of success, different levels of experience and accomplishment every single day. And I notice this over and over again. It's like basically to the level that you can predict it, that when a person is facing any type of challenge or adversity, the usual response people have is to stop, slow down, do less, and kind of regroup, pull everything back, which is not necessarily a bad idea, because sometimes you may need to regroup. Sometimes if an army is losing a battle, it might make sense to retreat, get out of there, and fight another day. If you're a combat fighter and you're getting beat up in a fight, it might make sense to just lose this fight, so maybe you'll be in the physical condition to fight the next fight rather than just getting decimated and destroyed and having your career ended in the current fight. Sometimes that does make sense. I'm suggesting that you consider the other angle, the other approach to this. So what most people do when they face a challenge is do less, make yourself small, again, regroup, and hopefully you can wait until hopefully things settle down and then you can move forward again. Today, I'm talking about in a financial sense. So I'm talking specifically financially here. And when people face stress, this is what they want to do. They want to contract, get smaller, do less. And again, think about money-wise, what do you do? When you're facing stress, any type of stress in your life, doesn't have to be financial stress, but when you're facing stress, usually you don't do more financially, usually you do less, because human beings, we tend to have an emotional connection to our finances, whether it's a lot of finances or it's a little bit of finances or somewhere in between. So when we're facing any type of emotional or mental stress, our actions tend to reflect whatever we're feeling mentally and emotionally, even if it's not directly related. So if you're feeling some type of physical stress mentally, you are going to not want to spend money because physically you don't feel that good. That they tend to go hand in hand. That's the point that I'm making here. So what I'm suggesting here, on the other hand, is that you flip this around and think expansion. And again, just because you're hearing me say it doesn't mean you're going to go out there and do it, but I want to plant the seed in your mind. I'm suggesting that you think expansion. By this, what I mean is not just going and spending all your money just because Dre said think expansion. When you face a challenge, don't just go spend every dollar that you have. It means instead of looking for ways of contracting and doing less, look for ways to bring more money in rather than looking for ways to spend less. So when you're facing a financial challenge, instead of saying, how do I spend less money so I can hold on to more cash? Instead of say, how can I spend more money that can put me in a better position to have more cash? Maybe spending money could be an investment that could help move me forward. Either way, you solve your money problem. All right, because a money problem can be solved one of two ways. Spend less or make more. There are two different options for solving a money problem. Most people, when faced with a financial challenge, look at ways of constricting and contracting and spending less. But couldn't you just as easily fix your financial problems by bringing in more? I mean, if you got $10 in your pocket and the problem is you need $20 and you know you're going to make $10 again next Friday, you could either wait till next Friday, so now you have $20, or you could just go make another $10 today and you'll have $20 on Saturday. You don't have to wait till next week. So what's the difference? Now, there is no difference. Either way, you solve your problem. And usually when you're thinking expansion, you can solve the problem a lot faster. Either way, the problem is solved. It's just that most people, again, our default is to contract. Our default is to do less. And I've explained to you many times that most people are wrong about pretty much everything. So when you notice what most people normally do, which are usually a reflection of your default behaviors in these areas, if you haven't ever consciously thought about this, that's usually how other people usually respond as well. So the challenge here is you going against the grain of looking at what most people do, which includes yourself, and going against that and doing something different. And this is an emotional challenge and mental challenge. This is much is a tangible and strategic challenge. It's actually much more of an emotional and mental challenge because you're doing something that most people don't do. And most human beings, this includes yourself, feel a little bit uncomfortable when you're doing something that's opposite of what everybody else does, because socially we're wired to want to follow and join the crowd. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. You get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high-level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Is any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it, as a matter of fact. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Moving to point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to stop thinking like a broke or a poor person. Number two, address your emotional beliefs about money. This is something that if you have not consciously done this, I mean, on purpose, done some addressing of your emotional beliefs about money, then you are stuck with the default money mindset of the people who raised you. So if that was your grandma, that was your brother and sister, that was your aunt and uncle, if it was your mother and father, whatever default mindset they had about money, you have because you've never done any work to change it. So you got whatever was programmed into you. And some of you are lucky enough to have gotten programmed a very healthy money mindset. In my experience, most people do not get programmed a healthy money mindset. Most people get programmed a very poor and unproductive, unhelpful money mindset, which means you must do the work to undo that to put in the stuff that actually works. Usually, these emotional beliefs about money that people have, the defaults, they're usually manifested in a form of fear. Most money mindsets most people have, it manifests, meaning the way that it shows in your life, is in the form of fear. Doesn't mean you're necessarily poor. You could be making good money and have all your financial needs taken care of, but the fear pops up whenever your default mindsets around money are challenged. Fear pops up. Usually people respond in some form of fear. And most people's fears around money stem from, again, the way that you were raised and whoever raised you. Whatever they had, they gave to you, and you haven't done anything about it, so you got it. If you don't do anything about it, then you pretty much have it. So if those people, let's say your parents, if they had negative energies around money, you adopted your energies around money from them. So if your parents were fearful about money, you are fearful about money. You may not show it in the same way. You may not use the exact same verbiage, but that's where you got it from. You may have heard people say things like money doesn't grow on trees, or we are not rich. My parents would say both of those things. I heard my parents say these to me, and my parents had some negative mindsets around money. My mom was more expressive about her negative energies around money, but my dad, I think I put him in the same boat, and they were together and still together to this day. So I would say that they both had some negative energies around money. And if one of them had something different, they weren't able to influence the other. And that stuff got passed on to their children. So I heard my parents saying things like this. And as I got older and I realized, once I finally realized that this was a thing, that money mindset was a thing, then I started to do significant work on my own mindset. Not just mindset around no discipline, confidence, mental toughness, those things, but also around money and around finances, which is a topic that even to this day, in the world that we live in today, with all the information we have access to and the people we have access to, many people still have negative energies and negative emotions around money. And I had to do the work to put myself into a better space mentally when it comes to money. And then that can lead to being in a better space financially when it comes to money, actually tangibly when it comes to money. So you may have heard people around you say, hey, I can't afford a thing, and they don't even know how much the thing costs. I remember when I was turning 16, which is age 16 is the legal driving age in the state of Pennsylvania, or at least it was when I was a child. And my mom said, what do you want for your birthday? I said, I want a car. And my mom got this look on her face where she was kind of like disappointed and also a little bit annoyed and frustrated with me for even saying that. And she said, we can't afford that. And she didn't ask any other questions. She didn't ask me any questions. She didn't ask me what kind of car. She didn't say, is it a new or used car? She didn't ask, how much does it cost? She didn't ask, where'd you get this idea? She didn't say anything. She just said, we can't afford it without even knowing how much it costs. Because back then, I don't know how it is today. I haven't been in this market in a while. But back then, you could look in the newspaper and classified ads, and you could buy a car from somebody who had just listed some used car in the newspaper for like $500. The first car I ever bought, I bought from a guy out of the newspaper. Literally, this was 2004. And I paid this guy $700 in cash. I went and met him. He told me where to meet him. I took the bus and the train to go to the place to meet him. He pulled up with the car. He had a friend with him. He pulled up with the car. He let me drive around the block to make sure it was what he said it was. I said, all right, I'll buy it. And then we drove. He and I drove. He had another guy with him who had another car. So they got in the other car. I followed them. We went to a, what is this place called? It's like a tax office where you can do the tax and the title of the car and all that stuff. We went there. He filled out the paperwork. Obviously, he had done this many times before. And I bought the car from him for $700 cash. And then I went and got some really cheap auto insurance. I went to like a Walmart, and there was a Western Union stand in the Walmart. And I got like Safe Auto insurance. It was in the state of Pennsylvania. It's like the cheapest, lowest priced auto insurance you can buy. Basically, it wouldn't do nothing for you if you actually got into an accident. But it was passable. And if you got pulled over by the cops and they said, let me see your insurance, it was legal. It was barely legal, right above the line of legal. And my insurance was like $80 a month, something like that. It was garbage insurance. If I got into an accident, that insurance would have done nothing for me. The point of all of that being that my mother didn't even ask me, how much is the car? Can you afford insurance, et cetera, et cetera? She didn't ask any of that. She just said, we can't afford it. This is a reflection of her mindset around money. She was just thinking a car, period, no, too much, and without even any consideration. And household I grew up in, if any of you grew up how I did, there was no continuing discussion at that point. The whole thing is, I remember that conversation and even thought to myself back then, it didn't make any sense. But again, household I grew up in, you don't say it. You can think whatever you want, don't say it. So emotions rarely make sense. That's the whole point. And this is why we got to get control of our money mindsets, because our money mindsets are usually based in emotion. And if you're thinking and your actions are based in emotion, they don't have to make sense because emotion overpowers logic every day of the week. So this is why we need to learn to manage our emotions so that we don't allow them to take control of the steering wheel. If you follow my metaphor here, the steering wheel of our minds. You see what I did there? Emotions are great gas pedals, but terrible steering wheels. I've told you this. Although I never heard them say it directly, my parents had a lot of fears around money. Again, I could tell by their behaviors and some of the things that they would say and just some of the energies that I could feel whenever money was the subject. So understand that having a fear around a thing never leads to abundance and growth in that same area. Having a fear around any area of life never leads to abundance and growth in that area. Now, you could have fear and you could have some other energies. Not that you can't, you got to be 0% on fear, but there needs to be some other energies there that lead to abundance. Anywhere in your life in which you have abundance and you have continuous growth, there has to be some positive energies that are leading to that abundance and continuous growth. You cannot experience abundance and experience continuous growth in an area in which you are dominated by fear. That is impossible. Those energies do not mix. So you got to choose which one you want. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes that you have and what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm gonna give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're gonna have what you wanna have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Moving on, point number three. Today's topic again is how to stop thinking like a broke or a poor person. Number three, improve your associations. Get around people who have done numbers one and number two and absorb from them. So what I told you on point number one, which is expansion over contraction, and what I told you on point number two, addressing your emotional beliefs around money. Get around people who have done this work already, and you can usually tell very easily that they've done this work, and absorb from them the energies that they have. This is the exact reason why I'm going to create a course around money mindset, because through me, and you can do this digitally, you don't have to know me in person to be able to do this, you will be able to absorb different energies around money just by hearing what I'm saying and considering what I'm saying and emotionalizing and internalizing the things that I'm going to tell you in that course. That's the reason why I'm making it in the course format, because it'll help you absorb it and take it in over and over and over again to where you can get these new mindsets that will go deeper than what you're getting even here in this episode. So the more I can help you understand these things, the better you'll get at it. And the more you understand, period, whether I help you or something or someone else helps you, but the better you'll get at having a calm mindset. And this could be around anything. I'm using money as the frame here today, but this could be on any subject. One of the ways that the subconscious mind is changed is through the habit of repetition. So you do anything over and over and over again, you eventually, the subconscious mind will accept it and it will become part of your mindset. Understand that mindset is not the things that you're thinking about when you're consciously processing. Mindset are the things that your subconscious mind is processing, even when you are not even aware of the thoughts. So the stuff you're hearing me say right now is not affecting your mindset. The stuff that is already deep down beneath, that's affecting your mindset. That's the stuff that you take in over and over and over again, the stuff that you have emotionalized, the stuff that you have internalized for whatever reason. Those are the things that affect mindset. So listening to me on a show like this or watching a YouTube video or reading a book, any of those things in isolation do not affect your mindset. Now, if you're listening to the same stuff or the same person or reading the same things over and over again, those begin to affect your mindset through repetition. So if you're a consistent listener to the show, then my consistent messages are affecting your mindset. And as a general rule, it's not even one particular subject, unless you happen to listen to the episode over and over again, which you should also do. So another way to affect the subconscious mind is through immersion. So one way to immerse yourself in any type of energy is to surround yourself with people who already have that energy. All right, simple as that. If you want to get an affinity for, let's say, marijuana smoke, or you want to hate marijuana smoke, just hang around people who smoke marijuana all day. You're either going to start to partake or you're going to hate it and never want to be around it ever again. But that immersion is going to have an effect on you because you can't escape it because you're immersed in it. If you're immersed in marijuana smoke, you're either going to love it or hate it because it's around you all the time. You're either going to get involved or you're going to get away and make sure you can never be around it ever again. But eventually, the energies and the mindsets of anyone who you're around, especially when you're immersed, they will begin to rub off on you. Now, immersed means you can't escape it. So like where you were growing up, the household you grew up in, whatever energy was in that household, you were immersed in it. You couldn't just walk away. You couldn't leave. You didn't run away from home, right? You grew up there. So you were around it all the time, whether you liked it or you hated it. And that alters you in many ways. And usually our minds are more malleable when we're younger, and the older we get, they become less malleable. There are ways to work against that. There's ways to keep your mind more fluid and flexible over the years. I did an episode on that, and let me see if I can find that episode. I talked about the episode 734, and also I said it, episode 2258, how to stay mentally flexible and open-minded. And that's especially important as you age, as you get older, because our minds are very malleable when we're extremely young, and they become less and less the older we get. So eventually, any energy that you're around rubs off on you in whatever way, but it does rub off on you. You can't ignore it. There is an effect. This is why you need to choose your associations wisely. That said, let's recap today's class, which is how to stop thinking like a broke or a poor person. Number one, expansion over contraction. Do not always just pull back and do less Anytime you're faced with a challenge or a stress or an anxiety, this is what most people do. Don't do what most people do. Number two, address your emotional beliefs about money. Many people have some very negative emotional energies and thoughts and ideas around money, and it is pushing the money that you want away from you because your subconscious mind is going to be stronger than anything you consciously try to do. So it's the mindset, it's the subconscious programming that you need to fix, not the surface level mindset that you need to fix. I talked about this in episode 2357, by the way, how mindset really works. And number three, improve your associations. Get around people who have already done points number one and number two and immerse yourself in their environments, and their energies will rub off on you whether you want it to or not, because when you're immersed in something, you have no choice but to be affected. That is called the law of association. With all that said, make sure you text me so you're in my text community and go to workonyourgameuniversity.com if you would like to work with me directly on implementing these things that you hear me talk about on this show, not only today's episode, but every episode of the show. I will work with you directly to make these work and put them into your life, and you will have direct access to me. That's the only way you can get it, at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. You just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level, again, through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.